Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nope. Nope. No. The answer's no.
No. I ordered lunch from everybody. It's coming from Springfield.
Just want to let you know. No. It's
Kenny,
no.
Kenny, you'll not enjoy this sandwich.
We are. Okay. All right. If you want me to explain any of that last night, you got the wrong show.
We'll find out how much Kenny loves sandwiches. 248.
All right. That's sufficient. All right, let's. Here, we'll go from one inexplicable thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
Your Detroit Tigers. It's totally inexplicable. But we promised you if they were three games out, okay, we'll take it serious. So I want to know, because I said yesterday, Rico, I have a full presentation. I mean, I've got some data. It's just I can't make sense of the data. But which of these two numbers is more real? The numbers are 3 and 9.8.
Okay.
3 or 9.8 as it relates to the Detroit Baseball Tigers. 3 is the games behind the Minnesota Twins you are. 9.8 is your percentage chance of actually making the playoffs according to FanGraphs. So a lot of math behind that deal.
Right.
But which of those numbers is more real? Now, mind you, since August 1st, this is the most stunning part. This is this would be the drop equivalent of they're eating the pets. The Tigers pitching since August 1st, no Jack Flaherty, no Reese Olson. It is Tarek Skubal, extra rest,
right?
Montero, and a collection of nobodies. The Tigers rank first in baseball in ERA with a 2.85 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
First in baseball with a 1.06 whip, second allowing a 2.11 batting average, and second with a 3.46 FIP. So, again, inexplicable.
And FIP is?
It's the expected ERA that you would have versus the standard. So just it just kind of gives
who
you,
don't know.
Yeah, fielding independent pitching. It just kind of gives you an expected number, all things being equal. I just pulled the best stats for their pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They have people. I talked when Dan Dickerson was here doing Inside Tiger Town. This is like a week ago. And I was joking with him, but he was being sincere about it. He goes, no, you don't understand. He goes, I asked, who are these guys? And they're like, don't bother looking. They're guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the pitching's incredible. Look, Colt Keith over the last 11, 12 games, can't hit nothing. Torkelson is back to being awful.
Yep.
Chase Young. Awful. Parker Meadows has been very good. But I
doesn't matter, Mike, when you can get Greg Maddux to come out of retirement and pitch for you last night.
A 96-pitch complete game shutout in 2024 by, checks notes, Kader Montero.
Yeah.
Who?
Check that off your bingo card.
So I want to know which number's more real. Is it the three games behind with 17 to play, or is it the sobering mathematics of FanGraphs saying, look, you got a chance, but it's a less than 10% chance of pulling this off?
The more real number, it's 3. Here's why. Because you're watching it happen in front of you. And it's inexplicable. You don't understand it. But, Mike, we're out in Vegas, and it's just like sitting at the blackjack table, and you're on a roll. And you know eventually Vegas will win. But until they do, you got the hot hands. That's the Tigers. Everything is happening for them. Three games out is obtainable. Three games out, especially when you finished a year with the White Sox. If you could cut into that and get it to two or one, you still have a chance. Now, I know, realistically speaking, the 9.5, that's where we should be leaning. But when this team is as hot as it is, you believe. You just start, it's like buying your Powerball ticket. You start dreaming the things that you're going to buy. You know chances are you won't win, but until you hear the numbers, you're a multimillionaire. And until this team is officially eliminated, I got to roll with the three because they're doing it in an unorthodox way. You thought this team was just going to go ahead and throw in the towel, and instead they got better since the trade deadline. I'm going with the three.
David, which number is more real, 3 or 9.8? Rico went with the emotional side of it, which isn't wrong. It's what we want to be more real. We want playoff baseball. We want White Sox and Tigers going on simultaneously with a Lions game and downtown to be lit up. But what is more real?
Yeah, my emotion is leaning towards 3, but 9.8 is the real number, man.
9.8. So you're the deflator.
I am the deflator today because I want to believe, and I have watched the games last night. Okay, they're doing what they're doing. I'm paying attention to the Twins. I need to see what's going on in the other game. So emotion-wise, I'm there, but then I keep going back to the 9.8.
You know, chances are you're not going to make it, but it's funny because I don't know what it was like at the end of for the Wings, but it kind of reminds me of the Wings last year, how they finished the season, how it came down to the final game, and then they got eliminated before their game was done. Reminds me of the Lions a couple years ago where, man, they got a puncher's chance, and then they got eliminated, but man, it's a hell of a ride. It's what we've asked for this team to do. Unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to see it this summer because Bally's was gone, so most of you didn't watch this team. And you kind of forgot about them, and now they've gotten good, but it's football season, and your focus is on football, whether it's the Lions, Michigan, Michigan State. But, yeah, three games out, you're right. It's emotional, Mike. I'm going to ride the wave. Doesn't make sense, but sometimes when you got the hot hand, you just ride it until the wheels fall off.
Kenny, which number is more real, 3 or 9.8?
So I'm with David in the sense that I feel the hope bubbling inside me, and I'm just trying
to be hurt.
I'm just trying to push it down. Mike, you'll relate to this at some point in your young life. It's like when you had too much to drink when you're out at the bar, and you're like, you won't be sick. Look in the mirror. We're gonna push it down. You're fine. That's Focus. What I feel like with this hope bubbling up inside of me. The real number is the 9.8 because that's just math. We take emotions out of it. It's just math. It's data. It's numbers.
Yeah, 17 games to go, three games out. I mean, look, the thing I can figure out the most of is, like, look at the Twins. Even after winning last night, they're 6-15 in their last 21 games. That's really how this has happened. If you take a Tigers team that was 9 games out and you just played 500 ball, you gain how many games? Are the Twins going to finish the season car crashing in the last 17 games? I don't know. But when you do the math on this, in 17 games and you look at where you're at 74 and 71, you're probably going to have to go minimum 12-5. I mean, I'm trying to spitball here. It's just asking the fans. Because here's the other thing. I'm not mad at the fans at all. I don't expect them to be at the ballpark.
No.
This team wasted your summer. It's a good thing we didn't need Matt Chapman, by the way. Who would need Matt Chapman 3 games out of the wild card? Oh, wait, if you had him, you wouldn't be. I digress.
Well, since you're bringing that up, Mike, let's hope it doesn't come down to one game when I remember you were in extra innings and Javi had the base running error.
Oh, that's right.
But no, I think the magic number for them is they got to win 13 games. And then you give yourself a puncher's chance of stumbling into that spot. It makes no sense. But know what? Sometimes life doesn't make sense. You just go with it.
No, I understand. But I wanted to start the show with this because clearly it's football season. But I had this conversation with Costa. Because as a radio host, you feel like, all right, am I programming the show the right way with what the people want to talk about? I could bring up anything Lions today. It'd be full lines. You know what tickets are going for the last six home games of the year here in Detroit? An average of $4. $4 on the secondary market are your cheapest tickets. $4.
Wow.
To see the Tigers play the Rays and the White Sox in a pennant chase. $4. Did you see the crowd last night? Place was empty. And I'm not mad at the fans.
No.
Because this is the byproduct of a couple of things. A team that does not have any stars. They don't play an entertaining brand of baseball. I'm sorry, analytics aren't entertaining for people.
No, they're
not. Bullpen games are effective. They're not entertaining. And here's the thing. You wasted people's summer.
Right there. Right there. They couldn't watch you. And let's be real. A lot of Tigers fans are just waiting for the bottom to fall out because like Kenny and David, and like even you, I believe with the 9.8, you realize you're not going to make the playoffs. So why invest in it? There isn't even a 10% chance that you can. That's a 90% chance that this thing will be over soon. So it's not worth your time.
You need, look, what it will take is this. Clearly, Tigers are going to have to play good baseball. Duh.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got to win 13 games.
I mean, the Twins are sitting at 77. They've got 17 games left. I mean, you would need them to go, call it 8-9, 7-10. They'd have to play under 500 ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, ideally, if you're going to pull this off, what, a race to 85? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Because, again, the Twins have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So it's kind of like you're four games out. But correct. And now here's the,
because they eliminated the one game 163.
And this is the other thing that it irks me a little, and I don't want to make it a huge deal, but I actually really enjoyed listening to Jim and John, and John brought this up to his credit. The idea of why are we not manipulating Skubal's starts so that we can have Skubal against the tougher opponents versus what we deem to be free squares, such as the Rockies, who are morbid, and the White Sox. Look, I understood they were being careful with Skubal. There's no issue there. And I'm not pounding the desk screaming we should call Jackson Job up. I wouldn't have been against it on a monitored pitch count and limited engagement. But the team, this is where I will stick up for fans not going or not paying attention, because at no point has the team done anything that says they're trying.
No. Mike, when they said we're going to reduce the amount of starts for Skubal, they were waving the beige flag. Not going to say they were waving the white flag. It was beiges. It was there. We're not quitting on the season, but if we happen to win, well, guess what? They happen to start winning. But you're right. At this point, maybe put him back into the rotation a little bit more to try to steal some games. But, yeah, you don't have to pitch him against against the Rockies.
Well, it's the example of why pitch him against the Rocks, get him out there against the Orioles. Why pitch him against the, you know, the White Sox? Get him out there against the Rays. There are ways to, and again, I'm not yelling about any of this.
Right.
I told you, if they got the three games, we were going to treat it seriously. I am treating it serious. But I think the math is hard to overcome. Now, look, the math will change greatly if the Twins continue to careen off the rails. Then math takes a back seat. I can play a realistic clip of baseball. But I'd like to know from fans, what's more real? Three games out or a 9.8% chance to make it. 248-539-9797. It truly is witchcraft what the Tigers have pulled off. You can't really explain it. The people that are supposed to be driving the bus are playing horrible. And the people that probably should upend this thing are pitching like Greg Maddux, collectively. It's remarkable.
A complete game under 100 pitches.
I'm saying in totality.
Right. No, I'm just talking about last night.
Who the hell is Pete Sammons? Who are these people? 248-539-9797.
They got fettered.
Chris Fetter deserves $100 million a year.
Surprised he's not a manager somewhere.
Unbelievable. 97-1. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
So on the heels of last night being totally inexplicable, I'll be quiet. Listen, the other thing you can't explain is your Tigers. Cole Keats been terrible the last 12 games. Young's been terrible. Torkelson's been terrible. The pitching's been the best in the league, and you're not. You don't even have a staff. I mean, last night, Montero's been a pleasant surprise. That's a far cry from a 96-pitch complete game shutout in 2024. You're three games out, but yet Fangraphs says you have a 9.8% chance at the playoffs. The one note in here is you don't have the tiebreaker, so there won't be a game 163. You're really four games out. Is it doable? Yes. I think the problem is I don't doubt the Tigers' ability to play good baseball. Down the stretch, you have, like, look, Rockies and White Sox alone brings you to six wins, right, in 17 games.
Right.
You're going to get a couple here or there. You could play around 500 ball. You could play slightly above. It really does, to me, come down to the Twins. Do the Twins continue? Look, they just got done with a 6-15 run. Horrific. And already lost one to the Angels. They were terrible. I don't know. What's more real? It's very hard for me as someone who's pretty pragmatic. But I do think the three feels pretty damn real, bro.
Yeah. The three games, as you say, 5.5, this close to the end of the season, yeah, you're not going to make.
You're in a whole lot of trouble with these new drops now. But no,
games, it just seems like, yeah, your team is hot.
Minnesota, but the math is the math. That's the...
The math is the math.
It's a juxtaposition.
But it's, Mike, it's sports. And sometimes sports doesn't make sense. And you get you defy the odds and you only got a less than 10% chance. It doesn't matter. You still made the playoffs.
Correct.
I mean, you heard when we were in Vegas and Derek Stevens was like, yeah, the Tigers is actually one of the most bet things.
Well, because their odds to win the World Series are literally 50,000 to one. And you can, if they make the playoffs, just begin hammering against them to hedge out.
Yeah.
That's all that is. That's a grift.
Right. But still,
I'm not mad if anybody thinks they're getting in. Hell, there's a part of me that thinks they will. Can you explain it? Absolutely not. Just like I can't explain NIU beating Notre Dame. To Rico's point, it's sports. Not relevant. All right, David.
The fan crash percentage is dumb.
Oh, my God.
They could be tied by the end of the weekend, and their percentage will be close to 50% then.
Hold on. See, this is what I mean. Why are we extrapolating games that haven't taken place or assuming auto law? Can we please?
See, and that's what I'm saying is three games out.
Oh, they could be this. They could be that. You know what you could do? Here, I don't care. Tarek Skubal could blow out tomorrow. You want to play this game?
No, we don't want to play this game.
No, I'm making a point. We don't need to play pretend. I asked you a straight effing question. Answer it. I don't need an abacus. This is what I can't stand about people. Oh, well, we could do that. You know what? The Twins could go 0-17. That's not the topic.
The real number is 3. The Tigers play the White Sox 3 times. The Twins play them 0 times. So I'm going with the number being 3.
All right. The Twins play the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, yeah. And here's the other thing. I hate to break it to you. At the end of the year, if you think the White Sox are going to lay down and die and let you walk into the playoffs, that's not how baseball works. It's not how sports works.
Right.
Do you remember when all the Colts and Jags, all the Jags had to do was win as 14-point favorites against Indy to make the playoffs? And what happened? They didn't. Like, guys, you know what? F it. They're in. They're actually going to cruise in. What was the point of asking the question, I guess?
That's just one person, Mike. That's just one. Everybody else is playing
two.
Ball.
It's actually two. Okay. You guys are playing.
Well, he answered the question. He's at 3. The 9.8 is way more real. I'd have it lower, though. This is a bad team on a hot streak. It's meaningless.
I don't think you get to call them bad. I don't. I don't think they've ever been horrible. I don't think they've... No one on our airwaves here...
No. I was about to say, it was frustrating. They were frustrating. They weren't bad. They were frustrating because this goes back to the beginning of the year before the season started, and we all said, man, I wish you would have made this move. I wish you would have done this. I wish you... You know, how long do you put up with Javi? And it was so many different things, and I remember saying... Man, at the end of the year, it could come down to a game or two that you're just throwing away. Because remember, if they didn't score four runs, they weren't winning games early. They were losing 1-0, 2-1 games. Now you look back and say, man, what if you would have just captured five of those?
How about not openly played a player that helps the opposition win?
Exactly. That's why they were never bad. They were frustrating.
That is what someone's asking. Tony in Oxford's actually asking, the Tigers been good all along. If Harvey, was he the one bringing them down? They're 12-5 since he went on the IL.
No, I think it's a combo meal, right? Like, when you look at this, Baez cumulative was a net negative, right? Your third base situation, and we're not even going down the Chapman stuff. Just your third base situation, long-term with broken pelvis and cast of characters, was a net negative. Like, you wasted so much time. I think that's what's tough for me is they should be in the playoffs because the bottom of the AL is trash.
Yeah. And then you see Chapman out there on a one-year deal that now gets pushed to, he got extended, and you're thinking to yourself, what if you'd have brought him here?
No, I'm not, I don't
know. No,
even
no, no. I'm not playing the what-if game, but it's like early in the year. That's what frustrated you because you wanted them to make probably one or two moves. And I think it would have helped this team.
And I wasn't pounding the pavement for any one particular player. I just said bat in general. I just try to defend my guys. Like, Rieger and Costa have taken a beating for being wanting the Matt Chapman thing. And it's like, no, they deserve it because they deserve some roses here. They were ahead of the curve. They planted a flag and said, no, I don't want anybody. I want this guy. Make a call to this guy. Make him say no. They'd be in the playoffs. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
But they can still get in. But this is going to take a lot. Yeah, Kenny, go ahead.
I was just going to remind you, Mike, that Wyatt Langford has a WAR of 2, OPS 100, average ball player in this league.
Who?
No.
Who, Kenny?
No.
Kenny, who was that? I say it in my good ear.
I think it was Wyatt Langford, this guy that we've never heard about this guy, have we?
Yeah, where does he come from? Guys. Didn't he just get drafted? Was he playing for A-ball?
I'm not taking the bait on this. Leave it alone. Max Clark's going to be amazing in 2027. Just please. Don't. Come on. I will get to the phone calls next.
David, I don't want to hear from you. I don't have the drop, but I don't want to hear from you. There it is.
I also have this.
That too.
Got lots of them. 248-539-9797. What number's more real? 3 games out of the wild card or a 9.8% chance to actually get in? You guys, cast your vote. We'll get to the phones next. All right, to the people, which number's more real? We're in a pennant chase. You're 3 games out. You don't have the tiebreaker, so you will need to go essentially 4. But Fangraphs only gives you a 9.8% chance of getting in. Which is more real? We go to the people. We've hit the ticket text. Derek will bat lead off today, 97-1. What's up, Derek?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. I love the show. I called a couple weeks ago, and we talked, and I was just saying I thought that there was a good reason to be positive about the team. And after I was let off, I mean, you said that I vilified you guys, which I didn't vilify you. I was just saying what Scott Harris was doing. And, Mike, you had a great line. At one point you said, no one's doing play it out radio, which was a good line. But that's exactly what they have done. And now we're talking baseball in September. And I have to say, I don't think it's been a wasted summer. I completely disagree with you there. It wasn't a wasted fall and winter when the Lions went 9-8 and they missed the playoffs. But they did change the culture of the team, and you have noticed a change in this team since they brought the youth up. And, you know, Scott Harris deserves a lot of credit for that. And, you know, for example,
credit for what? taking players he was handed and waiting as long as possible to bring them up? No, Derek. No, he does not.
Well, he deserves credit for signing somebody like Colt Keith and getting him for cheap as anything. He's 23 years old.
Right, he was already here.
You know, you brought up the point that he was terrible in the field. In the first 73 games, he was a 962. He's been 987 in the last 71, and he's at 974 for the year, and he's 1 point behind Bobby Witt Jr., and I'm sure they're not complaining in Kansas City about that.
No, because Bobby's the best player in baseball, but that's a great comp. Go for it.
But, he's 23 years old. He just turned 23 years old.
Right, so, but why are we talking about Bobby Witt? You don't have a right to bring up Bobby Witt's name in any discussion with Colt Keith.
I'm only bringing it up in reference to the fact that these guys, they're being brought up and they're playing it out. And we are now talking about baseball.
So which number is more relevant? Or do you just want to go over your phone call from 2 weeks ago? I can do whatever you like.
No, it's not my phone call from 2 weeks ago. It's exactly the same. I'm just saying that.
So what number is more real?
In terms of Colt Keith?
Let me step in. Derek, is 3 more real or is 9.8 more real?
They're both the same. We have an opportunity here, but they're likely not going to make the playoffs. It doesn't mean that it's been a wasted summer,
okay.
I guess is my point.
Okay, So when I sit here and I say it's a wasted summer because you played a guy who openly helps the opposition all year when everybody with a brain knew Javi Baez never should have been here, that is wasting our time, Derek. That is a waste of our time.
Harris's fault. They owe him $75 million.
I don't care. Mike. You have one of the 7 richest owners in the sport. I do not care. It's not your money. It's not my money, Derek. It's not right to play a guy who openly hurts you. That's my point.
And now they've got Trey Sweeney in there, and they made that deal. And in addition to that, they've got 5 to 6 players in the top 100 that they didn't have before. And previously, so if Chapman were here, obviously Young wouldn't be up, and he hasn't been lighting the world on fire. I admit that, but he's got a .342 on base percentage, and he's getting real meaningful at bats. And this team is playing together. You can't deny that.
No, that part I don't deny. My problem is when you have a collection of go to hell. I can't stand this guy. He's so annoying. Here's the deal: when you have a collection of pitchers who aren't going to be here carrying this thing. That's the focus. You have the number one pitching staff in baseball. How many of these guys will be here? That's been my point. And when you spend all season with a corpse at third base and Baez up and wasting Tarek Skubal, I'm sorry, they did waste our time. Okay. And you've made, I don't need a crutch. We're good. The point I make is, what?
No, Mike, say I'm not it. Giving you a crutch.
Say
no, I was just going to say, how do we get here, people? The topic is simple. Is it 3 games or 9.8?
It's not simple for a cultist.
So again,
every time he calls, honestly, he may be the founder of the 1901 Society, and I'm not interested in it.
Don't know.
And you want to sit here and talk about, it's not like we're being carried by Torkelson or being carried by Colt Keith in the last 15 days. Yes, Colt has gotten better. But the bottom line in all of it is, we wasted a year where we still do not have long-term answers at some of the most critical positions on this team. You wasted our time because you didn't do anything. And then you want me to sit here and get excited because Jackson Jobe's the number one prospect in baseball? Well, that's not on Scott Harris. Yeah. It's not. I'm not interested. This is what I said to you during the break. I go, you know what's fascinating to me? We ask a question, it's very simple. And 2 of the 9 callers want to dance.
And that's why I'm trying to reel it back in. So it's not a crutch for you. It's Kenny, that was one. And
no, it's not. No, that's not on Kenny.
Guys, let's just keep it very simple. Is it 3 games out or is it your fan graph? They have a 9.8 chance of making the playoffs.
Guys like that's that the question. Do not want to accept the fact that this team didn't try last offseason. And I am bitter about that. And I'm upset about it. And that's my point.
How did we get here?
We got here.
It was rhetorical, Mike. Take a deep breath. As you like to say, everybody calm down.
It's this idea, again, when you look at sustainability of what we're talking about. No, it's witchcraft right now. It's NIU beating Notre Dame. It's fleeting. It's fun. And I hope they make it. because it would be incredible. Like, think about a September where we're talking about, I don't care if they have no chance to win the World Series, that they got in. But when you're using bullpen arms that have no future and they're pitching like Greg Maddux,
bruh,
I'm sorry.
I got you. No, it's like in the tournament. They're like the Florida Gulf Coast. Where you're like, wait, are they just going to keep winning? Yeah. They just keep beating teams and beating teams.
It's possible.
Right. And it's like, can they make it to the Final Four? And for the Tigers, it's, can they actually keep on this roll and make it to the playoff? That's why I said three for me, because I'm going to admit it. I'm just going to enjoy this ride and see how far they can go.
And that's the perfect answer. But what I'm not going to do is this Flowers nonsense. No, I'm not going to give a GM a bunch of credit for openly not trying.
No.
Okay? And for the biggest thing to be Mark Canha, who you dumped, and then continuing to stick with Baez. And if I have to hear another fan apologize for a billionaire and protect their wallet, my head will explode. A real owner never allowed Baez on that field past 4th of July. Period. So I think I have a right to say you wasted so much of our time. That's why people weren't at the ballpark last night. That's why tickets are going for $4 on the secondary market. Yes, are positives there with the team? Of course they are.
Right.
But it's not this across-the-board thing where it's all in or all out. It is shades of gray. And I can absolutely identify positives. But Rico, I can't go where that guy's going.
No. Well, that's why I was just trying to reel the topic back before it goes off the rails.
Or you just cut the line.
You know what? I'm going to play the role of moderator.
No. Amazing. David, you're the one who put them in the system. Don't blame me. All right. We need both versions.
Poor cookies. Hide the cat.
David, I lean towards Rico on this. I do. I lean to the three games being real because I'm not convinced the Twins are going to turn it around because they're pitching.
So, that's the thing. It isn't even about the Tigers. It's about the Twins is why you believe in the three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, for me, it's actually about the Tigers because they're winning and nothing's – they should not be winning like this.
It doesn't make sense.
But occasionally in sports, as you say, it's a game that happens that you're like, this is never going to happen again. And this run may be something that they do a 30 for 30. Maybe, you know, some sports writer writes a book about it 10 years from now saying, hey, remember that – it's – are you witnessing history? You don't know, but this is a fun ride because there's zero expectations. Everybody wrote this team off. They just wouldn't die. They're like cockroaches. They just keep coming back.
No, you're right, because I gave up personally after the Padres series. I'm like, well, we kind of needed to win that. We didn't. It's over.
That grand slam by Parker Meadows didn't bring you back? Down 3-0 in the ninth, two outs, grand slam to win the game.
No, because I keep looking at the Fangraphs number. No.
Okay.
See, I can't. I'm just watching. Like, and I said, if they get to three, they got a shot.
And that's why we led the show with it. Huh? I mean, I'm not writing it off. It's just, I had them at 85 wins for the season. It's going to really hurt if they finish like two games out of this.
And I think we have smart listeners. We're going to get back on topic.
We'll get right back to the phone lines momentarily, but we don't go an hour without football. It's just how life works. David, music. All right, what do you got?
We are in week three already, guys.
25% of the way.
It's going too fast here, so we're going to do best bets of week three. There's some big games here, but I want to focus on these.
Over. Ole Miss, Wake Forest, 63.5.
Arizona State, -2.5 at Texas State. The play, Texas State at +2.5.
It's just, if you just blind bet it and you go, that looks ratty and fishy and scary, you just go San Marcos, you go Texas State. Look, man, I watched a little A State. They can't really throw it. Levitt's only completing like 50% of his passes. I don't know nothing about Texas State. I think Finley, the Auburn kid, is their quarterback. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, it's on the road, but you would figure that
San Marcos.
You figured that wouldn't be a problem, but yeah, when you see this line,
it just looks scary.
I was just like, yeah, did Levitt die?
I gave Jim a homework assignment. I said, you have one thing this week. You come up with a pick for this Thursday night game because I am petrified of that thing.
That is a tough one here. UCLA, you go +3 versus Indiana?
I wouldn't. Look, Cignetti's a psychopath. I love the hire. It made sense. He brought over a ton of kids from JMU, which was a winning program. He got the best quarterback in the MAC with the Maple Leaf missile, Curtis Rourke. My problem is, what's the last time a middling Big Ten team went to the West Coast and won?
Right there.
That's really hard to do.
Right there, as much as Mike said, it makes sense to say Indiana, but David, this is one where...
You probably stay away.
I'm going to go either stay away or I'm going to go with history and go with UCLA.
You know, we're from Los Angeles, us and USC.
These next two games here, okay? You got Troy going to Iowa. You got Toledo hosting Mississippi State. I would go +12.5 for Toledo, +23 at Iowa for Troy.
I wouldn't bother with either of these games,
okay,
but thank you for playing. No, look, I mean, the Iowa thing, how do I lay 22 points with a team that might not score 22 points week after getting their guts ripped out against Iowa State?
See, I would take Iowa in the points. Just for, one, they're angry. Two, when they played lesser, I forgot who they played the first week, but they scored 40 points. They scored, 19 points. So it's not like this is the Brian Ferentz Hawkeye offense. They're actually scoring. Lester has them putting up points. They know the touchdown play. They may not like it, but they run it occasionally. I would take Iowa, but yeah, this is not one that I would put anything down on.
And you're saying Miss State is going to the Glass Bowl?
No, Mississippi State is hosting Toledo.
Oh, then I'm out.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'd like to make a quick trip down to the Glass Bowl?
I'd like to avoid both of those. No.
So what do you do with this one? I don't know really what to do with this one, but I want to put these on the board here. You have Washington State going to Washington and Oregon at Oregon State. And we all know the rivalry's there, yep, and they've left the conference. So what do you do with those games? Washington State, by the way, is +4, Oregon -15.5.
I'd probably take Wazoo in the points. Oregon, I don't know if I can get there having them lay points anymore, but Oregon State is not good. They got completely gutted. If Oregon is any good, they drop a bomb here. Enough's enough.
See, I would take Washington State in the points, David, and I would take Oregon State in the points.
Uh-oh.
Why? Because they felt left behind. This game is personal for both teams. You left us in the pack, too. You all left. And nobody fought to take us with us to the Big Ten. This is the game that they've been practicing all summer for. You know, everybody has that one game that if your team only wins one, you can't be mad at them if they go 1-11. This is the game for both Washington State and Oregon State. I would take both in the points.
And then one more lesser game before I get to the two that I love. You got West Virginia going to Pittsburgh. -2 West Virginia. Do you dare go Pitt?
No, absolutely not. The Backyard Brawl is a great rivalry that largely has gotten killed. I don't think either of these teams is any good. No value in the spread there for me. That's a complete stay away for me.
So then you have Alabama -15 at Wisconsin. You go Bama.
Yep.
Here.
Yeah, Tyler Van Dyke stinks. I don't like Luke Fickell.
How you really feel, Mike?
I don't like the quarterback. I don't like the air raid at Wisconsin. It just doesn't add up to me. And I know Bama looked real shaky for about three quarters against USF. I totally understand that. I don't like anything Wisconsin's doing at all.
No, it reminds me of the days when Rich Fraud first got to Michigan, and you're like, okay, this is not going to work. This you're going to get fired. Okay, too much change, too radical, too fast. Yeah, I would take Alabama because I think that Alabama will cover in this game, David. If this was played in November, okay, maybe
different.
I would take Wisconsin. Yeah,
different.
But yeah, you can do the jump around all you want. Alabama's going to be jumping around on you.
And then the one I truly care about is Boston College at Missouri. Missouri is a 16.5-point favorite. Go Boston College here.
I don't know what to do with BC.
It's a tough one, man.
Because I don't know if the win against Florida State's going to look like much of anything in a month. You know, if FSU's a 5-7 football team, but BC is so physical. Are they going to be able to take that on the road and body up Mizzou? That's very tough for me. I would lean Missouri here. A little bit of a reality check for BC, but I don't want to lay 17 points. Tell you that much.
No.
But it'd be a lean to Mizzou.
At what point would you feel comfortable? Not that he asked,
at a point that the book would never offer.
Like seven and a half?
No, I think if it was like 9.5. But that's a lot of points to cover, and BC can line up and run the ball. I want to watch it so I can really learn more about Boston College, because that FSU game is the only thing we know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that means. Like, how will we feel if Memphis goes into Tallahassee and beats Florida State this weekend?
Yeah,
and now FSU's 0-3 or whatever it is. See, that's the difference.
Right. I think this is going to be a little bit of a reality check. Going on the road, playing an SEC team, probably one of the more underrated teams, even though they're ranked 6th in the nation, nobody knows that. Okay? It's the Missouri Tigers.
Luther Burden.
I think that they win, David. I think Missouri not only wins, I do think that they cover.
Mookie Cooper.
I think they'll be okay.
By the way, the total has gone down.
You
got to
go with somebody named Mookie.
Theo Weiss?
Unless it's Mookie Betts, who just kills the Braves. But anyway.
Yeah, the total on that game has come down a few points depending on the book. It was at 56 or 57. It's now at 54. So yeah, I don't know if that
David, I leave that for him.
I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. Several of the games you listed are stayaways for me. They're just too difficult.
Understood.
Yeah. A lot of the games I like, you're not.
That's all right. I leave that to Mike because.
You must love Arizona and Kansas.
No. As Mike knows, my only question is, who's singing the fight song at the end of the game?
How about an over for a team that you're rooting for one of your bets? Memphis. Over 52.5 against FSU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seth Hennigan.
That is your College Blitz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.